My name is Wendy, and I do volunteer work for Buddha Garden. I went here, I met many people, and they said there was a group of kids coming. So I said, okay, I will help. They came this morning, and what we did was some games with fruits and vegetables, like walking with the spoon and the lemon, and throwing rings on top of vegetables, and if they did it well, they could take it like this. And then they left in the like tractor and all in the back, and they went to farms to see how it's there.
Many groups, music, food, cooking and all that. So since the morning there were lots of activities going on. There were a couple of trips to visit the farm. Then in the lunchtime we had here organic lunch cooked by farmers. Then we have had program this cultural evening where today there was a music. We'll have the closing ceremony with chanting and meditation.
My name is Yongjae. I came from Korea. The older Korean student from 15 years to 20 years old, and then we are the like a traveling team, 13 people. 13. This season is the winter vacation for them. I want to give some opportunity to visiting Oroville and then India. We're going to stay 2 weeks in Oroville.
How you joined the festival? How you got to know about it?
Some of my friends so living in Oroville, and then give some information about this program. We are interested about how Oroville life goes here. This gathering is very educational for them.
Was it what you expected?
I am a farmer in Korea, and then I'm very curious about so how farmers are working and then how they are sharing their experience.
So you're a farmer and teacher at the same time?
Yes.
It's something usual in Korea?
It's unusual, actually. Only the elder people so living in countryside and then young people living in city. This is winter time. The farming work is finished and then this the vacation. I want to stay with the student.
This is Vivek here. This is the second Oroville Farm Festival, which happens just before Pongal. Oroville Farm Group has organized with all the farmers. And what we are trying to do, that this is going to be supposedly a food link site, which is, I mean, our distribution center is going to come here, as well as all the education project, cooking classes, the storage, cool room, and all this sort of thing. And we are just waiting for the permission to be given so we can start our building. And just in front, we have got the food link demonstration farm. And this will be the food link distribution center, which will distribute the food product and as well as allow the community to become more involved with the whole food thing.
My second question is about your motivation for making the festival. Maybe it's PR for this new model farm.
Pongal is a festival of harvest, which traditionally celebrated in South India as Pongal and not something else. It's about getting together, letting the community know what we are doing, and at the same time bringing people here.
And traditional Indian people celebrate Pongal festival in a similar way or different?
You know, India has a huge, I mean, every state celebrates a kind of festival differently. If you go in Punjab, it's called Lohri. If you come here, it's called Pongal. In central India, it's called Makar Sankranti. Every farmer celebrates there, so we are celebrating here too.
How many visitors you had here?
For lunch, we were 55-60 people. Today, there have been more than 120 people may have eaten lunch. And there are regular people coming for taking the vegetables as well as just passing by, seeing what is happening, looking all these information panels.
You expected more visitors?
But since this is a new site and people don't know where the food link site is, we expected, we found that. Because, I mean, what we were expecting that we all get together, farmers as well as the community, and, you know, bring that essence which is required for the food cultivation within Oroville, you know. And that's what we were hoping and we were able to do that.
Will you organize a festival next year as well?
Sure. It will be the same time. Oroville Farm Festival 2017, just before Pongal.
What is your major aim about the festival?
Oh, major aim is that, okay, we start sharing the information, letting know the community what we are doing, and celebrating us, because farmers need to celebrate their existence.